I am the voice of reason and common sense, and I am one of the misguided few, 1,700 to be exact, who signed the petition opposing the safe cycle path. We're not opposed to cycling as such, we're opposed to the proposal as it sits. So given that 1,700 people, misguided people, have signed the petition, will council go ahead with a separated bike path along Inkerman Corridor if a majority of residents don't want it? Will council ascertain by a survey of residents in the affected area whether they do want it? A simple nodding of heads should do the trick. What about a vote? You can answer now if you like.
Okay, so look, we're still going through the process. As you can see in tonight's agenda, the idea of the agenda item tonight is to put out the various routes for public consultation. Once we choose a route, then we'll consult on the design, and at the end of the day we'll decide whether to go ahead or not.
What about the community consultation group? When's that going to be formed?
Well, after we choose the route, I believe.
There have been
a lot of people who have made submissions and requested to be on the community reference group, and there'll be focus groups with those people when we're choosing the route, so everyone will be involved.
I hope it's me.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jamie.
Okay, thanks, Mr. Mel. Ali Goodhart.
Mr. Mayor, councillors, council officers, thanks again for the opportunity to address this chamber. Unfortunately, after reading today's report, I feel that I may be here again, as I feel we have missed the brief. Don't get me wrong, this report provides analysis of four routes and it goes to some detail. However, the report lacks a serious attempt to innovate and provide a long-term direction for our Glenara. I think we all need to take a moment to reflect on